Victory Light, baby, we are back. Season 3, you know what I'm saying? We are not stopping. You know what I'm saying? If you know what that means. If you don't know, get to know. This episode, I will be making a very special announcement to my very dear co-hosts, which I love, and they are going to be very excited, or maybe not. Stay there and find out. We also talking about Maduro and Venezuela. Shout out to the Nike Tech. We talking about Zoran and landlords. Fix your floors. You know what I'm saying? We talk about Eric Adams in Dubai. He's doing some shit over there with OBGYN. I don't even know what's going on. Also, Clavicula is bone smashing. Not like that. Or maybe like that. Trex NYC, he's crashing out. You know what I'm saying? We also have listener questions. Y'all are calling in and we are answering them. You know what I mean? Also, we're talking about... our move to Patreon, y'all. Yes, we are moving to Patreon, and we got a lot of tears and a lot of situations. So lock in, because we got the details in the episode. Don't go nowhere.
A victory light. A victory light.
There's a lot of blood traveling to my head.
Boa.
Wait, hold on.
Meryl, why would he say that?
What?
Yo. What's going on?
Yo.
Now hold on, fuck that. We need more energy, man. It's season three in this motherfucker, man. You know what fucking time it is. You know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? 07 Block Boy Merrow with the Avarex on. We got the Ironclad Dad in the building. You know what fucking time it is. You know what I'm saying? We got Liz Bell with the pink cardigan looking like a fucking Animal Crossing character, man. You know what time it is, baby.
That's right. Season 3 is upon you. You know what I'm saying? It's not upon us because we've been preparing for this. You know what I'm saying? We've been ready. We've been getting ready. There's a lot of motion. There's a lot of things going on. Everybody, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's been in the comments being like, yo, when are y'all coming back? I miss y'all. Yo, can I get Lizbelle's phone number? You can't.
Absolutely not. No.
I haven't seen that one.
Absolutely not. We're not doing that. I deleted it so you wouldn't have to see
that. Okay, cool.
You know
what I'm
saying? Cool. So I don't want to traumatize you. You know what I'm saying? Relax.
Yo, can I get Lizbelle's phone number? Damn, Meryl still got it. I'm worried about Rainy.
Sometimes I'll be reading the comments, and guess what, guys? I took heed, and I was like, because we was talking about this off air, and you were like, yo, if 3 people call you a crackhead, they just hating. If 10 people call you a crackhead, you probably on crack. So I saw enough of those comments. I was like, what are they, like, I don't feel any, what are they talking about? So in the new year, I decided to make some changes, and I am 2 weeks fully sober.
Wow! Congratulations! We got the show for that one.
Yo, Hassan said, "Oh, so that mean he not putting nothing on the bottle? Fuck out of here! He not coming to the section."
And me over here lying like, "Yeah, I ate a perk off the floor in season 1. Like, come on,
bro. Episode 2.
Nah, he ate a perk off the floor in a neck brace after falling through his attic into his daughter's room, legs first, bro.
There's
a lot of things were going on. It's a new year.
Yeah.
So as Rainey has said, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Yo, one of the crazier media things that has been happening is, you know, we all New York City kids. You know what I'm saying? We all grew up on New York City, like radio. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all like that. I don't want to say I'm like old, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you in a cab, the radio's like, yo, turn them behind 97. Yo, you in the fucking OJ, behind 97.
Yo, you in Skate Key during a shootout? The radio's on, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Flex.
It's like, yo, put your cash, put your hand in the cash just
for no reason.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, apparently, they moved on from Ebro and Laura and Rosenberg.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? They had a great run. They got this shit popping on YouTube now. Should check them out.
Barf.
So they were like, everybody's like, yo, so who's going to be like the new guy? Who's going to be the new host of the morning show? Like, who's going to, who they going to pick?
A lot of people thought it was us. You did? Did you see that? You didn't see any like, oh, on, like oh, all over my Twitter. Like,
yeah, it's a
yeah all over my Twitter. Like, yo, tell me it's Mero, Liz, or Rainey. Holy shit! Like, nah, what the fuck? Because all the stuff coming out was like, oh, the people we picked or the person we picked, very tapped in, ear to the ground, very culturally like savvy. So everybody thought it was, well, not everybody, but the comments I saw tagging us, like a couple people, like enough people thought it was us that I would mention it here on this taping.
Yeah, well, so, I saw a few comments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There was a lot of that. There was a lot of, yo, is it Mero? Yo, is it fucking Bodega Bodrini?
Oh, shit.
Yo, is it fucking, is it Ken Starr? Yo, is it Jim Jones?
Yeah.
Is it Joe Budden? Well, I'm here to tell you right now, it's your boy. You know what I'm saying?
No way.
Yes, sir.
Get the fuck out of here. That's
take
fucking
it hell yeah. In the mornings, baby.
Hell
you know
yeah.
What I'm saying? All you, you know what I mean? I know we've said some bad things about forklift operators, but I need you to lock in from 6 to 10 a.m.
Yeah, that's
morning
right.
Morning baby. You know what I'm saying?
We're yo, that is fucking phenomenal. You know what I'm congratulations.
Saying? I knew he didn't pull out the Avorex for no reason.
Yo.
Right. You know what I mean?
Bro, it was very hard to not immediately call y'all and be like, yeah!
Right, bro, yeah, what happened? Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We gotta get the face
on. No, I was like, hold on. I was like, I could do that. But I was like,
nah.
Now we gonna do it on the show.
Yeah.
Wow, so does that mean you're moving back? You moving back to the city?
Yo, listen.
That means no.
Nah,
fuck it.
Nah.
Listen, no.
Whatever. It's all right, man. I get it.
No. It's like they, you know what they did when he moved up there? They pulled a Bronx tail. They locked the gates and they was like, now you can't
leave. And once Tony and Vinny were like, listen, pal, we like you over here.
Yeah.
You know?
We would like it if you stayed.
We'd like it if you stayed over here. Yeah. You know,
they're really just trying to keep you out of fucking New York politics, bro. That's really what it is.
100%. Yeah. Because they see the motherfucker running around. Actually, I think what it is that I'm the only Dominican in town. So they're like, listen, we need your kid playing third base.
Yeah.
Well, you need him. All right. So you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'll be taking over the morning show from 6 to 10 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Bringing New York back. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
bring it back to the New York
phenomenal.
Shit.
Phenomenal.
You tell me, Bronx native, the kid Mero, is going to be the voice of the number one hip hop and R&B station in New York City.
Yeah.
During.
Blazing hip hop and R&B.
During the reign of Mamdanistan. Hell yeah, bro.
Yo.
Come on. New York, we back, baby.
Best case scenario, bro.
Bro, what?
Yo. Your dad got to be so proud of you, bro.
What?
Yo. Oh, man.
And Max being French Montana to drop an album?
Exactly, bro. We're finally going to get Coke Wave 3.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, actually, correction, they dropped Coke Wave 3.5.
Son of a bitch. Oh, 3.5. AKA Narcos. You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, we ride at dawn. There's a reason I wore this.
At least they didn't fucking use AI for the album cover.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was very happy about that.
Yeah.
But like my brother said at the top, you know what I'm saying? In season 3, you fucking cowards, you know what I'm saying? It's your brother, Kim Merrill, Radio Vi in the building, Lizbo, the super bitch NYC, La Matatara. We got the whole crew in here, you know what I'm saying? Fucking Men Training the Freaky Man, you know what I'm saying? Producing the shit out there, shit, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Redacted is in the building, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? QGTM, you know what I'm saying? And of course, the lunch order was here before he was, but we love him anyway, baby.
We got,
you know what I'm
it's hot, sun, insane.
Oh, baby!
He's always late.
Tell me
but what? That is okay.
We love him.
We love him anyway.
Yeah. Yo, we bring an R&B back to that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, like I said, season 3, nobody can fucking hold us. God damn it.
Yeah.
Not YouTube, not the fucking the government, not fucking Yahoo. Everybody who's trying to stop us, they can't stop us. You know what I'm saying? No, nobody, no building, no containment unit can hold us. Not even fucking MDC.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which is apparently Arkham Asylum, according to social media, which is corny and is very low-hanging fruit to me because it's like, yo, Diddy was here. Luigi Mangione is here. This is it. So to me, you putting Diddy and Luigi in the same category? No.
Yeah.
It's not like Arkham Asylum. It is more like, you know what I'm saying, fucking Pokemon cards. You feel me? Put me on, listen, and magic cards too, because some of them are more valuable than others.
Okay, yeah.
You want to collect them all. You want to catch them all.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm not going to trade you my gem mint Luigi.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if you got 10
Diddy's. For a HP, that means heavily played, by the way.
Yes.
For a heavily played Diddler. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. We're not doing that.
No way.
So It's not Arkham Asylum. It's Pokemon, okay? Because there's levels, okay? Yeah. There's a Charizard in there. Shout out to Luigi. Yeah. Free Luigi. You know what I'm saying? Maduro's in there. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing. And now we got Clout Chaser, Tekashi 6ix9ine, saying that he is excited to be in there. You know what I'm saying? He's hype. You know what I mean? And he looks like he has gestational diabetes.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen. Okay. The subject of the joke is not funny. It's never funny. But all I'm going to say is, Tekashi dyed his hair black real quick, bro.
Real quick. Real quick.
Tekashi dyed his hair black very quickly.
Is he going to jail?
Yeah.
He's turned himself in. He did a whole stream about it. Like, what a bozo.
Yo, what episode are we in, bro?
Thank you.
How are you excited to go to jail? You're like, you know what? I can't wait to fucking meet terrible people.
Yo, I want to play spades with Maduro. Verbatim is the thing that he's, I want to dance with him.
You know what I miss? I miss the term of growing up in New York City. I remember we used to call men fucking birds.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you a bird. And a bird is just somebody who is a fucking, like an idiot who loves chaos, loves drama. Like, and 6ix9ine just reminds me of that. And sometimes I just see him and I'm like, yo, we've let the worst of society become so famous.
That part. Anybody can be famous nowadays. That's what I told my son in the text and he just fried me up. Also, to your point, he dyed his hair black. And he got the Wyclef hairline like a motherfucker, bro.
I'm
yo,
saying, man.
It's time to let it go, Daniel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The lace front,
that
bro.
Shit is back here. Is that what it is?
Does the blue fuck your shit up? OD, hell yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, you know once you put that lace front, then it's ripping off your edges every time you come off. That shit is taking it with it.
Oh my God.
It's a wrap, bro.
It's like, you want this line? I'm gonna bring
that's
it back.
That's why the smart bitches, you put the shit, you make your forehead way smaller so it's not right on your motherfucking scalp. You know?
See?
You gotta put it over here somewhere. You're not gonna have the shit right here because then your shit gonna be right here.
Push back. Yo, see? Come on. Season 3, kicking it off with a knowledge.
Free game.
No more free game, you know what I'm saying? For everybody out there with the long locks. You know what I'm saying? God damn.
Yeah, wear a little fucking bonnet to sleep, bro. Your shit dry.
Nah,
get a silk pillowcase.
Nah, hold on. 6ix9ine with a bonnet in jail.
In jail.
It's
nuts. But we know we're gonna see it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, bro, 2026 is so crazy. It just started, by the way.
Yeah.
And it's already so crazy that I know that in like a week or so, we're gonna see the chat scrolling on the side where it'd be like, yo, this thing came in with potato chips. Stole that shit.
Come on, man. You know, that's what I do. I stole that shit.
You stole it? Yeah.
Nah, come on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. He wasn't doing nothing with it. You know what I mean?
It's like when you see a guy with a girl. Like,
yeah, you know, I stole that bitch too. I might steal him. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Who knows, bro?
You know, I smooched the homies too, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you got to find out if you like that or not. I smooched the homies in the staircase 11th grade.
And let me tell you something, like, I'm like that.
Yeah. Because I'm really like that. Nobody can hold me.
The federal government can hold you, Daniel.
Yes, that part.
What are we talking about?
Yo, fam. So, by the way, Maduro's in there, and Trump, fam, listen.
How much they cost?
Every time I hear it, I'm like, Diablo.
That's right. Oh, man, shut up with your Chinese shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. I don't care. Why you booing me? I'm right.
Yo, man.
All right, for the people who don't understand that, Maduro, it translates to sweet plantain.
Sweet plantains. But also, the sovereign leader of a sovereign nation, Nicolas Maduro, who, you know, whether you like him or not, he is the leader of a sovereign nation. And Trump was said.
And also very ripe.
Once again!
Ripe for kidnapping.
Oh, swish!
Thank you. Because, Trump just said, go get that nigga. Like that.
Yeah.
And he went and got him. When he got him, it's not crazy if you're like a drug lord.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or a gang leader.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that makes sense. Like, he got too much motion. Liz, you got to go boom that nigga tonight. You got too much motion. You got to get him. Bring him in here. We're going to pull his toenails off. We're going to take that block back. You know what I'm saying? That makes perfect sense.
Imagine Trump be like,
I want you to put the word out. Then we back up. niggas, you niggas want barrels of oil.
this.
Vince in the Oval Office like this.
Yo,
he hit the Weeberry on him.
What?
I want you to put the word out that we back up.
You niggas want crude?
Fucking Donald Barksdale, bro. All right, crazy.
So if we could do that to somebody who's drug trafficking, what do we do to somebody who's sex trafficking?
Exactly.
The shit ain't when do they save us?
Everybody don't play by the same rules, man.
When do we have a good time on the streets?
Rules for me and not for me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. That was some Call of Duty shit, bro. They brought the nigga out in a tech suit with the blindfold on, looking crazy, did the perp walk, the whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like the nigga or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, Venezuela. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on down there. Some of y'all are happy. Some of y'all are sad. Okay, that's fine. But this is the equivalent of like, yo, you hear shorty upstairs having domestic issues and you call the police. I'm not calling the police. I'm calling your brothers to come fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole shit was just weird and backwards. You know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't make no sense. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I am at the point where I'm like, yo, you know what? Fuck it. Like, let me just see what else happens. So it's a lot of crazy shit going on. It's a lot of crazy shit going on. But the MDC shit by far is like the level of clownery, bruh. Like, because this is my thing. First of all, who's bragging about going to jail?
6ix9ine.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a real
bird.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, you literally a fucking bird.
You gotta be a fucking bird to brag about going to jail. You gotta be a super bird to be like, yo, I can't wait to play spades with Diddy.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's all, listen, man. It's the attention economy, bro. God. It don't matter what you're doing. It don't matter what you're saying. And I feel like I'm one of those figures on the internet that's been around the whole time, but like under the table, you know? Like, you know.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly what you think I mean by that. Yeah. I've been under the table, you know, just sort of, you know, kind of touching things here and there. You know what I'm saying?
Pulling levers.
Pulling levers and appendages, but like, listen, that's neither here nor there. The point is, I've been around long enough to see the shit shift from like people doing what they genuinely love and care about and then blowing up for that versus just doing anything that will get you talked about.
Yep.
And that's where my disillusionment has come from. And I think that's why I was looking a little bummed towards the end of last season, because I was just like, man, what happened to the game that I love, bro? What happened to the streets that I fell in love with, bro? We losing recipes, man.
Dog, this is the same. I don't see any difference in like if you get some type of like disease transmitted from a partner and me being like, yo, you know what? I want that same strain of herpes. Fuck that.
You're like,
I want that.
You don't want to have that.
Why would you want that?
Because you a follower and you probably never had parents who loved you. That's why. You look at the next man and you're like, oh shit, whatever he doing, shit, it gotta be cool.
It's cool. I want to do that shit too.
You're a clownery. Nah, but we are lost. I think I understand exactly what Rainey's talking about, because the world and shit that a lot of shit has just been happening every fucking day. Like, every single day is something drastic and terrible, and I'm grieving a fucking world that I thought existed, or that, you know, I still have a lot of hope, of course, but when you see so many people, terrible bad people, win, it does get like, fuck, bro, what are we doing?
What the fuck, bro?
It feels like we might be already in hell.
Yeah. Assholes. Yo, I was about to say the rap lost lyric, but I lost it.
Oh,
it's that perk you had on the floor, bro.
Yo, damn.
That shit was still exciting. Fucking you up.
That one bean, bro?
It was a long time ago.
That shit got a nigga fried, bro. It's 30. You know what I'm saying? Also, since we're talking about famous diseases, landlords in New York City, they got to be sweating bullets, bro. They're doing like the Key and Peele gif of like, Zoran is out here. Bro, he's been mad for 12 and a half minutes. And has already put slumlords on blast, bro. He fixed a pothole. Did y'all see that video of him being like, yo, like he's on the floor, like,
yeah,
like, yo, this tile, this
yeah,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah,
like niggas doing like bar rescue in real life.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
This is terrible. What's going on?
He doing smack DVD, like,
yo, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this nigga's crown molding.
Oh my god,
bro, he's over there putting niggas on blast. I was like, yo. Like, I was expecting homie to, like, you know, follow through, but like, damn, bro, like, he immediate, like, fam, like, video, fam, they got a video of this man with a shovel and asphalt filling in a pothole and, like, patting it down. I was like, all right, bro, like, I know you're not doing this every day,
yeah,
but just the fact that you went to, like, the one, like, the Williamsburg Bridge shit where niggas, where bikers be falling off and, like, everybody's crashing, getting hurt. He's like, yo, let me go fix this shit day one. He went over there and fixed this shit, and motherfuckers was like, bro, what?
Yeah.
Like, you, like, you supposed to be up there. Like, they're supposed to be, like, an Italian guy with a hard hat doing this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And he was like, no, 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 I'm going to do it in a blazer. Nigga, like, we got it. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, fam, yo, he's out here, man. Look,
and it's crazy what mayors actually can do when they're not fucking blowing hookah smoke up a girl's ass.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when they're not as starless trying to get Yocasta pregnant. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. A concept.
Or asking Yocasta to not get pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And you know that New Yorkers are traumatized because you could tell. Like, he could be doing anything and they're just like, wow, look at his smile.
Yeah.
It's just like, we really are traumatized.
Bro, that was the crazy shit about the whole time, because, like, he smiles and it's like, yo, hold on. Why is he smiling? Like, why are you smiling so much? And that's it, bro. Hit dog, will holler. Like, and we've been getting our ass whooped by the administration for the last fucking however long.
We've been getting our ass whooped by sentient veneers for the past fucking 5 years, man.
Yo, dog.
You know the teeth with feet? That was the whole last administration. Somebody just took teeth with feet, winded it up, and said, run New York City. That's all that happened.
The biggest thing that Mayor Adams did was, number one, he hired a million cops that are more scared than us.
Yeah.
And then he finally got rolling fucking garbage cans for $700.
And he put one robot in, like, 59th Street. Station or something. Do you remember? What is that?
Oh, I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Bro, that shit, when I went to the supermarket and they had that shit, I was like,
yeah,
the fuck is this?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And bro, they put googly eyes on it.
That shit comes up to you, it's just like,
subject, like, scan.
Yeah, yeah,
like, yo, whoa, hold on.
Ew, man, get the fuck out of my face.
What the fuck? Stop trying to touch this bell, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It's touching you, bitch.
Like, you go to Stop and Shop for double stuffed Oreos. Now you got a fucking, now you got a clanker in your face. Fuck out of here, man.
You sure,
man.
You don't want the mega stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, man.
Watch out.
Man, watch out. That's why we bringing it back. You think I wore this armor for a reason, man?
Come on, man.
Bringing it back to the old school with it.
Feudalism, nigga.
Oh, my God.
Yo, so listen, and also, within the first week, UPK, which was my biggest thing, Ingrid, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I did all that work for you.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, hold on. What? I'm not familiar with that set. What's UP?
UPK, Universal Pre-K.
Oh, so
your
okay.
Shit could be, your shit is free.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought UP was a rival gang set.
Oh,
and
nah.
That we were,
oh,
K, and we were UPK. K?
Yeah, nah.
But nah. Okay. Nah, okay.
But yeah, right. I feel what you're saying. You
all right.
Saying,
yeah. Saying, never mind. Never mind.
Anybody
back
can
to
get
the
it.
The babies.
You know what
I'm
yeah.
School now.
Yeah.
So now, if you're a New Yorker, shout out to the nurses that are on strike. We staying with you. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Shout out to all my nurses.
Shout out to the nurses. I love nurses, and I feel like nurses and teachers, they don't get enough respect. They don't 100%. Get enough respect or money.
That's right, because I used to teach, and they never pay me enough.
Not talking about you.
Damn, that's right.
We're not talking about the new host in Hot 97.
Absolutely not.
Wow,
no.
Fuck this guy. Oh, wow. Oh, shit.
We're not doing
it. Yo, 10 seconds ago, it was mad hugs. Now it's like, yo, fuck it.
Show it.
It's because we
never touched you.
Nah.
Show it.
It's not on camera, bro. The cameras was off when all that happened. There's no proof.
Yo, listen, if y'all don't think I'm gonna have y'all up there, fucking on a hamster wheel.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Yeah. Yo, you got me sounding like fucking, you got me sounding like Wallow. So where's the paperwork?
Come on now.
Nah, they got Mero. Man, shout out Mero, man.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell y'all something, man.
Man, shout out Mero, man. He got the goddamn morning block of goddamn High 97.
This shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Cam Newton, nigga.
Yo, Cam Franklin be getting cooked by every woman that goes on his show. I don't understand what's happening over there.
Did you see the clip of him trying to spell the word eclectic?
Yes, I did.
Oh my God.
But then Lady London, shout out to her, love her. She was like, that's not how you spell it. He was like, well, that's my own word. Oh, I hate a bitch like that.
Yeah.
I hate a motherfucker.
He said, I made the shit up.
Like, it's my word. Like, I don't understand why he invites people that he absolutely just wants to humble. Like, yeah. I don't understand the point of the show.
Yo, somebody quote tweeted that shit, and it was just like, yo, this is a perfect example of somebody who think they smart talking to somebody who's actually smart.
Yes.
Yo, and it, yo, and the shit that killed me was just like, she's like, how you spell eclectic? And he said, N-C-L-E-T-A. And I'm like, nigga, that ain't even close.
Was worse is the motherfucker said that he was born on a Sunday and he was his mom's favorite child. He was born on a Thursday. They looked it up.
Oh my God, bro.
He was also lying about that.
Dog,
it's the hat.
And like the cherry on top was him. Was her being like, he was just like, she's like, what the N stand for?
Yeah, just waiting for, like, when women hit that pose, they waiting for whatever bullshit you're about to say.
And she said it. She cut him off. She's like, what the N stand for? Niggatry? And he was like, nigga, yo, that motherfucker reached across the thing to dap her up. Like,
I don't understand.
He just made that shit up just then and there. Mm-hmm. Cut it out.
I don't understand.
CTE is real.
Yeah, yo. For sure, bro.
So fucking nuts, man.
Now hold on, because I'm getting crinkly feedback in my, and if I look over there and Min is eating my Miss Vicky's, bro, it's gonna be real shit going on.
Lunch just got here, bro.
Shit. I'm eating the shit. Redacted. That was promised to me.
Put him down. Put him down. Those chips were promised to me 3,000 years ago.
If he don't put him down, we'll be forced to defend ourselves.
Hey, bro, why you think I'm dressed like an inquisitor, bro? Why you think I got this shit on right here?
Yeah, bro, I got a headache. Rady headbutted me before I got up there, bro. And he had the helmet on,
yo,
too.
Yo, I got to get butterfly stitches now because I just dapped them up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. It's in my chest.
It'd be like that. You're just, man, watch out.
I think I'm bleeding inside my chest. You really do got to watch out, though, because he got sharp edges. You know what I'm saying? Zoran is out here doing his thing. Speaking of mayor type beats, you know, Eric Adams and his Triceratops veneers are out here. I think he really got dinosaur teeth, bro.
This is how you know my sense of humor peaked in middle school, bro. Just mention a dinosaur and I'm out of here, bro.
I typed that shit and I was laughing for 4 minutes straight. I counted.
Yo,
I had a time on.
Yeah.
Yo, dog, him and his fucking Triceratops with this. They out here in Dubai doing shit that don't even sound like a real sentence, okay? Yeah. First, he said he's using crypto to fight anti-Semitism.
Whatever the fuck that means.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's because that's how you do that. He's also in Dubai with a celebrity gynecologist who's giving him a full body stem cell experience.
What?
Whatever the fuck that means.
Part two.
And he said, I'm a little skeptical, but I'm gonna let y'all know what it's like when when I receive the treatment.
Oh my God, yo!
But I'm like, yo, what are you? Is he getting a uterus? Like, what are you? What is a gynecologist?
Eric Adams is like that coworker that didn't do shit all shift, but looks the most tired on break.
Yo!
You know what I'm saying? You know that coworker? He be in the break room like, he be in the break room like this.
Stress.
That's literally fucking perfect.
You didn't fucking do anything.
You didn't do shit.
He was on vacation the entire time, and then when finally he was about to leave office, he's like, "Yeah, I can't wait to be out of here." So I don't want to deal with
y'all. Yo, and what's crazy? He dipped early.
Right.
He didn't even clock out.
Bro, yo, he
just
out.
Left.
Fuck
he
that like, guy, he bro.
Like, he's like, "Yo, I got yo. I'm about to dip out. Yo, shh. Yo, if the boss come, nigga, you're the boss.
Yeah. Like,
what do you mean?
It was your job. You do the timesheet.
What the fuck? Your payroll."
God damn! Yo, bro didn't do fuck all.
He didn't do nothing.
All shift and then want to act tired on break.
Bro, you know what he did do? Because the equivalent of that guy.
Yeah.
He's tired because he's just been holding his hat in his hand, squeezing it, arguing with his baby moms all day.
All fucking day.
All fucking day.
All fucking day on Mint Mobile.
On Mint Mobile.
Arguing.
Using up all the minutes.
Using up all of Ryan Reynolds' internet, bro. Using all of Ryan Reynolds' bandwidth at just $14.99 a line.
You get an automated message from Ryan Reynolds being like,
hey,
dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's like, hey.
Hey, man.
It's time to stop arguing with your baby moms.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, white man. I got some of it.
Deadpool.
Yeah. Oh, right. Deadpool. Yeah, oh, Deadpool. Okay, got it.
That's how you know. See, that's how we offer the hood, because I don't call Paul O'Neill. I call him Al Bundy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
Al Bundy. Like, whatever he's in, he's Al Bundy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, nobody knows Bruce Banner's name. Everybody in the hood just calls him Hulk.
Yeah, it's Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Yo, no. They be saying, you fuck with Credible Hulk.
Yeah, incredible.
Credible
Hulk. Hulk. Believable Hulk. Hulk with receipts.
Yo,
I'm a fucking idiot, bro.
Yo, son. Yo, nah. Credible Hulk, yo, Marvel.
Yo, hold on.
We got one.
You gotta make a new one. You gotta call it Reliable Hulk.
Reliable Hulk.
Yo, you need help moving?
Yo, he gonna show up.
His strong ass comes. Help you move in one swoop.
Well, you want this love seat?
Yeah. That's oh, my God.
Yo,
my shout out to Dependable Hulk, bro.
Yo, oh, my God, Eric Adams' post-mayor run is like, he's doing what Zoran's doing, inverse.
Right.
Like, he's like, yo, I didn't do shit my whole term. This first week I'm off, man, fuck y'all, I'm going to Dubai.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? First thing you got to go to Turkey, not come back with no hair.
But the fact that his main fucking purpose is still, like, to destroy anti-Semitism, if there's any revelation that somebody has been bought and paid for, it's the fact that they literally just bring up Israel at any turn. You be like, yo, you want coffee? You know Israel got coffee.
They got fire coffee.
Yeah, they got real good coffee.
Yeah, you know, like, the iron in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it gives it a little extra flavor, the oppression, you know what I'm saying?
And this is where Zoran stands apart for me, because in that whole I feel like this is what sealed it for real for him. It was that debate where all the other candidates were like, I will make my 14,000th trip to Israel.
And then Zoran, the holy motherland of my masters.
And it's, Zoran, I'm making a public vulnerable plea. Do one press conference, just one, in an 8-ball jacket, bro, please. The city needs to see it. Mayor 8-ball, bro, because that's what he became when he was up there. He was like, the fuck are you guys talking? I'm in the mayor of New York 7, stay here. Why the fuck would I go to Israel? The fuck?
As soon as he said that shit, Apelle appeared on
him. Apelle, like, yeah.
With Mad Metal Studs, he was just like,
BB,
Soda Club.
Yeah, BB with the Robins appeared on him. You know what I'm saying? He was from 280 for real. He lying, bro. He is lying.
Yo.
I could appreciate Zoran because I don't like when politicians do the fucking trying to fit in crowd with it. But then, if you matching it up, right, you shouting out Jadakiss, you doing that, but then you also in somebody fucking crib ripping out their tiles, like, all right, we gotta fix this. Where's your fucking landlord? Right. I need his head on a stick.
Mm. Yo, he walked in that building, he was just like, yo, none of these bathtubs lift up, none of these walls do a 360.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We gotta fix this shit right now. Stop playing.
There's no there's no secret library behind the kitchen. What is this madness?
We need shit that the government got.
This is a pre-war building and there's no retinal scan to get inside? Fuck out of here, man. We allocating funds right now today.
Today.
Right. May God murder my shield.
Be even with my chick while I'm in jail.
Oh my God.
Yo, Kevin Gates is not real, bro. He's not a real person.
He's not a real person.
I don't think so.
Standing in knock knee talking to this white girl. Just be even with my chick while I'm in jail.
Trying not to be not no prescription. Can't make bail. I know this being and all this bill. But I ain't called in a minute, ain't balled in a minute.
Yo, fam.
Can't wait to see them stars in the sky.
Can I have a vulnerable moment of confession?
Oh, God.
I kept saying that, but putting your name in it.
Oh, beefing with Liz Bell while I'm in jail.
Beefing with Liz Bell while I'm in jail. Bro, that was like my ADHD stim.
Yeah, yeah.
I kept stimming that shit. I was just like, beefing with this bill while I'm in jail. Everybody's like, what the fuck are you talking about,
yeah,
bro?
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I missed them.
Oh, man, I'm glad to be back.
Yo. Oh, my God, man.
I was like, bro, come on. My koi's hibernating. My kids get older.
I feel like Mero has a drawer in his house just full of like 2010 paraphernalia. And oh, I feel like he'd be going in there when he feels sad and he'd pull out the Goodwood Jesus piece.
Oh, shit.
Remember that shit, bro?
Yo.
Motherfuckers is outside looking like Akuma with big ass wooden balls
speaking
on their
of
neck.
Early 2010s, late 2000s paraphernalia. Mero, yeah. Catch.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh! Oh!
Se cayó.
See?
Oh, wait, no, wait. No, no, nah, hold on.
A Dominican made an error?
Say it ain't so. Hold on.
Damn. I was supposed to catch that
and
smoothly transfer
to our listeners what we have.
Yeah, listen, let me put y'all on. Listen, because like we've been saying, you know, Liz has told y'all, Rainey's told y'all, I've told y'all, we've all told y'all, individually and together. Season 3 is big. You know what I'm saying? We're doing big things. So we got this. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of like old paraphernalia, if you don't know what this is a Nextel chirp phone. You know what I'm saying? And on this phone, you could call us up. You know what I'm saying? You could leave a message. Not a message of being like, yo, we love y'all, da da da. That's great. You could do that. But this is more so for you to call us and be like, I'm beefing with my chick while I'm in jail.
Don't do that, because you know that's what they're going to do, bro. Yeah, yeah. Motherfuckers going to spend 2 minutes telling us they got a secret and then end with that.
Yeah.
So if you're beefing with your chick while you're in jail, if you got problems with your relationship, if you got problems with your diet, with fucking, I don't know, your blood pressure, fucking, if you got gout.
If you're worried about me.
If you're worried about Rainy, you know what I'm saying? Stop fucking sending personal ads into Liz. That or don't, maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll make a show out of it, maybe a Flavor of Love type shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
you can call us at the number 917-342-2573. So do you guys want to listen to what's inside that phone right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's open a Pandora's box.
Yeah, okay. Yo, so I'm first generation Dominican, born in Manhattan, raised in Jersey. Just a little background.
Okay.
Why do I keep dating Puerto Rican women? Why is it whatever I do, I'm circling back to Puerto Rican women? And it's always the most chaotic situation. Is it my DNA? Am I stupid? Am I a dirtbag? What's going on with me? I know you don't know me, but you know something. I'm looking for answers here.
What the fuck?
Help! That's a help at the end! Police!
Nah, bro, yo, that was crazy. I know you don't know me.
Oh my God.
But you know something.
That was my favorite.
Nah, that was good. That was
all
good.
All right, listen, our brother in Christ.
Oh, man.
Shit, bro. I mean, listen, you said you're first generation Dominican, born in New York, but raised in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. That might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of like what I call hybrids. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That there's Puerto Rican, but they're Puerto Rican. That it's like Pokemon.
Yeah.
They're in the second evolution. They're Puerto Rican, but they're like, they're almost Italian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're almost fully formed Italians, but they're Puerto Rican. But they're in Jersey, they're in the suburbs. You know what I'm saying? They're a little light-skinned there. You know what I'm saying? They got the straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they look like a little, like, I'm Sicilian.
Yeah.
Also, my name is Jessica.
Yeah. Also, hey, bro, you in Jersey, you ain't got but two choices. That's Puerto Rican or Jewish. It's not a lot. You know what I mean?
Unless
you're trying to hit the oranges, then we... That's a whole different convo.
You get active.
You know what I mean?
It don't sound like a problem at all. Like,
yeah, right?
First of all, Puerto Rican women are fire. Second of all, Puerto Rican women are... I feel like Puerto Ricans and Dominicans are so much alike.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of differences, but historically, there's just so many fucking similarities. So it's like, bro, first of all, it might be you, twin.
Yeah, yo.
I think...
You might be A-Rod.
Because he said it was like toxic or it's just chaotic. That might be what you need. That might be what you like.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying.
Listen, we all saw the video of the dude in the Target parking lot and Shorty had the mischief boots on. She was stepping on his balls. Some guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some guys like getting yelled at. You know what I'm saying? In the morning.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy.
If we, if we walk past you in the parking lot of a Walmart and you getting yelled at and then you give us one of these, like, you exactly where you need to be, my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
You exactly where you want to be, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, we may not know you and we may know something, but we feel like you not telling us everything.
Yes. Something missing.
You know what I'm saying? This might be a two-parter. Call us back and give us more context, because as it stands right now, your New Jersey upbringing to me is something that has to do something with it. Because you not, again, if you grew up in New York, you might have, you know what I'm saying? Eighth grade, I'm with fucking the Guyanese shorty. Like, you know what I mean? 10th grade, I'm with Puerto Rican chick. I'm 11th grade, I'm fucking with the Filipino joint. Like, da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? But
you don't get that much bitches, but it's just like a, you know, it's just a theory.
Yeah bro. Mm-hmm. You trying to tell me that the host of Hot 97 Morning Show don't get hoes?
Well, yeah, that was before you was the host of Hot 97.
Yeah, exactly, man.
You are a bitch.
All of a sudden, now we don't know how time works. Right. That's crazy.
Wow.
They going to trust you with the whole network? Wow. Ridiculous, bro.
I better not find that flex bomb.
Oh, my God.
Yo, oh, my God. So, listen, while Eric Adams is trying to fucking look smacks his uterus? I don't know what the fuck he's doing over there. Streamer Clavicular. Y'all know this dude? Clavicular. He's the white guy that has like the sharp cheekbones.
He the one that look like Minecraft graphics?
Yes. He's the guy that said...
I like that I got that one.
He's the Giga Chad. He's the one that said, I smoke meth to control my weight.
Really?
Did he? Yes.
Maybe I should try that.
Oh my God. No, please.
No. He takes a hammer to his face every night so that he can break his cheekbones. So they grow back stronger and more defined.
Wowzers.
Yo.
It's called bone smashing.
Bone smash.
Oh, there's a word for it.
Wow. Wow. Yo, wow.
I think that we need...
Every day, Min tells me something I didn't want
to
hear.
I think that he's doing that so that when he walks up to the club and they think he's a punk, then, you know what I'm saying? Then he could show them... That he ain't never scared. You know what I mean? That's what he's doing.
He's going outside and he's going in the trunk.
Exactly. Yeah. Then he's going in the trunk.
He ain't never scared.
He's never scared. He's never scared. He looks maxing. You know what I mean? That's the science.
Lizbo's like, yo, listen, I did not play as much Def Jam Vendetta as y'all.
Yeah, yeah, I have no idea what you're
talking
about.
Know that y'all are making a Bone Crusher joke right now.
Yeah. Lizbo, come on. You remember Bone
Absolutely.
Crusher.
Absolutely. I used to wear my hair like him all the time. What the fuck is funny about that?
She used to be in the camera like this. Liz Bell said, fuck that damn sound, bro.
Yo.
All natural, bro.
I ain't never scared. Yo.
Liz Bell show up somewhere, all you hear is.
El
avallal de Lisbel Calde.
Lisbel Calde. El enemy de los Guasibiri.
De los Guasibiri. To this day, I don't know what a Guasibiri is.
Don't even
But know. I'm glad that I'm not that.
Yeah
you gotta ask an old school Puerto Rican, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I'm just anti Guasibiri.
Yeah.
Like,
whatever it is.
Whatever it is, I'm against that. Because they go said to him. You know what I'm saying? So Clavicular, you know what I'm saying, was on a stream. And he literally, and I'll get it. We've been observing like the streaming shit, like take off to a level that's like, they the most famous people in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like aside from like athletes and shit, like streamers is probably the most famous people out there to the youth. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? In particular. This shit's getting out of hand, y'all.
Yeah.
This shit's getting out of hand, y'all. This guy was on his stream live. And a fan jumped on the hood of his Cybertruck and was like, wah, 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 literally, like Wild Thornberry is like, wah, 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 just like going crazy. He looked like Guatemalan. He had the Guy Fieri hair. He looked like some type of like South American dude. I don't know. Like, the fan doesn't matter. The fact is that a guy who is a fan of a streamer found out where that streamer was, jumped on the hood of his car just to be on a stream.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dude, who I fully believe is a serial killer, was just like, you're jumping on the hood of my car, boom, hit the gas, homie falls off the side of the car, and then you just hear,
oh no.
Then there's a, yes, there's a girl in the back, and she's like, oh my God, did you run him over? Did you run him over? Is he dead? Is he, oh my God, like freaking out, like, of course, like any human would. This motherfucker is, to quote DMX, Stone Cold Iceface, nigga, just sitting in the front seat, driving side like this, like. And when Shorty's like, is he dead? He's like, hopefully.
Oh my God.
I was like, yo, what is going on? Yo. What is going on? Oh, the Jack Doherty shit where he was left his man's bleeding to death. We talked about that like 20 episodes ago. Mm. Like, the, yo, Kai Cenat just came out, shaved his dreads off, and was like, yo, I got mental health problems. I'm not doing this shit all the time. Like, this, something's going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been seeing this? So iShow Speed is in Kenya right now.
Yes.
There's this guy named White Speed who is just following him around.
Just random niggas following him around? Bro, I saw a video clip of this man holding two motorcycles that were accelerating in opposite directions, bro, on some like superhero Marvel shit.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they burn it out. Like they're hitting the gas on it. I'm like, bro. What are we doing?
Bro,
what are we doing?
Bro, every speed clip that I see online looks like a clip from I Am Legend.
Yo, for real?
It's just speed surrounded by fucking zombies, bro. Yo, just
straight up.
Just everybody. And I think streaming now has evolved to what I like to call fucking it's like digital theater. At this point.
Yeah.
Straight up, it's digital Broadway.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, is there anything more 2026 and dystopian than a stream sniping your favorite streamer, jumping on their car, and then getting run over?
Yeah.
And then having bro be like, man, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I don't care. You're just a $2 super chat.
You're an NPC. Like,
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. Crazy. I mean, I feel like that with Speed, I really like his content. I feel like he does a lot of dope stuff. Like, he's traveling the world. He's showing people. He's showing the kids specifically because that's who watches it.
Yeah, yeah.
Showing them like different parts of the world, how people act, the differences and all this shit. So his shit is completely different from a fucking asshole who goes outside in the streets just straight up terrorizing people, like a Jack Dory, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
He will go and bump into people on purpose because he knows that when they react, his security guard will watch, like will get in front of him.
You know what I'm saying?
Like I was just saying this yesterday, bro. We have to realize, all right, we got to accept this. We are living amongst a lot of descendants of psychopaths,
mm-hmm.
of rapists, of murderers, of slave owners, slave catchers, slave patrol.
Yep.
Like we have to get used to realizing that we are amongst a lot of bad people. And that's why when you see somebody and you're like, yo, this person might be a fucking psychopath. Guess what, bitch? You probably right.
You probably are.
Yeah, they listen, I don't trust.
By the way, this is the same guy that gave his underage girlfriend anti-fat injections on stream.
Yuck.
Gross. Underage girlfriend? Why do you start with that, bitch? What the fuck?
What is that sentence?
Oh my God.
What is that sentence?
Yeah. And this is the same dude. I believe that he, the first clip I've ever seen was somebody asking him if he thought Sydney Sweeney was beautiful. And he was basically like, no, her face is asymmetrical. Her eyebrows are too far. Like he said words I never heard before describing just her facial structure.
Yo.
Like, yo, you're dealing with somebody that's fucking insane.
Bro, he's doing race science.
That's fucking race science.
He's doing race science. Man. And like, listen, I don't trust nobody who got a Wikipedia page and all four of their grandparents. I promise you go to his Wikipedia, all four of his grandparents' names are blue.
Oh yeah.
If you got grandparents with clickable names on the internet, you come from darkness.
Yeah.
You come from darkness.
And honestly, I'm at the point where I think that a lot of these terrible people who are being put into the spotlight, I feel like they are really sent from the higher ups to infiltrate the fucking young people.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, I know I get real in my conspiracy bag, but it's like, yo, there's no way fucking fresh and fit, like your parents was a part of the government and all of a sudden now you indoctrinating little boys into how to fucking absolutely hate women. And now there's an influx of all kinds of shit happening with young kids. Like, there are more young kids now murdering and raping children, like each other.
Yeah.
Like, that shit is just getting, it's getting younger and younger and worse and worse.
Yo, I was about to be like, yo, I thought you were about to be like, yo, there's somebody in this room right now.
No, fucking idiot.
I guarantee there's one of y'all niggas in here right now to touch kids.
Hold no, on, we not doing
we
that.
We not doing that.
We not doing that. Hold on, Holiday.
There's actually, speaking of the kids, by the way, I want to raise awareness to some parents who may not be as chronically online as me or Mero or Lizbelle, because it is part of our job to be online and know things about the online spaces that we occupy.
We don't know everything.
But we know something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, speaking of dangers of the internet to children, there is an accelerationist group of cyber terrorists out there called 764 who is indoctrinating children to do just that, which is just cause dissent and chaos, and basically convincing kids to do really weird, evil shit to other kids, to their parents, to their friends, to their towns.
Yeah.
Just in the spirit of nihilism, they do like, they'll force like underage kids to like send them nudes and then blackmail them with those nudes.
I've been hearing about that. Yeah.
And then be like, oh, if you don't kill your cat or whatever, we're gonna post this so everyone sees it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell me you remember this movie, bro, with not Home Alone. It's Macaulay Culkin, but I think it was called The Omen or some shit like that. Or was it like The Bad Seed or some shit like that? But it stars Macaulay Culkin, and he's that. Mm. He's like a little evil nigga, bro. Like, he's like 6-7 years old, but he's fucking fat. He's like straight.
It's called The Good Son.
The Good Son.
The Good Son. Mm. Hey, 6-7. Wow.
Let your son see you do that so he can cook you again.
He's gonna fucking fry me.
As the parent,
grown ass man.
As the parent of a 6 and 7 year old, do you have any idea how hilarious that shit is, bro? I'd be asking him, I'd just be like, Griffin, how old are you? He goes, what? I'm 6. And I go, hey, Godric, how old are you? He goes, I'm 7.
I'm a year too late, man.
I'm sorry.
I was about to be like 40.
No. It's, oh my God. All right. Who are you, Kyle Rich? No, motherfucker, get out of here. The reason I bring these guys up at all is because you really got to monitor what your kids do on the internet, man.
100%.
Don't let them get no fucking... Listen, no social media, bro, at all.
They could
go on YouTube and shit.
Yeah.
They can't even have a TikTok in my crib.
Yeah, no.
Like, absolutely not. You could watch YouTube because you're watching that shit on the big screen in the living room or in my room where I could walk by and be like, what is that? All right, bet.
All right, bet. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's a lot of spooky shit going on. Oh, in there, yeah.
It's like a happy accident that kids is watching YouTube on TV now more than like on other shit.
Yeah.
Because you could just be like,
yeah.
All right.
Like, this is cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you're watching indigenous people build a hut. Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Should I be watching?
No, but
straight up, I'll be high as fuck. Yo, how they do?
How the fuck they do that?
Damn, niggas doing irrigation.
How they get the water in there?
Yeah, niggas doing irrigation with their bare hands.
You watching 10 places that are forbidden for people to go on the planet? Hell yeah.
Lock in.
I like that for you. but iPad headphones, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. No way.
Because I was going to say, they take advantage of the fact that people will be like, all right, watch this. I'm going to go do laundry. Or I'm going to go do this. And, you know, they might slip in. Because I remember there was like this fucking huge trend of like, yo, mid-video, some shit just pops in and says, yo, kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Take a knife and stab yourself in the neck.
Ah!
And then it'll just go back to cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck? But I just remember, I mentioned that movie because in that movie, that kid, he was the outlier. So like all the other kids around him, like there was a scene where he got like a little rifle, like a little fucking red rocket, whatever the fuck, little rifle shit. And he's like posted up with his homeboy and there's like a dog. There's just like a stray dog like walking down the street and he's just like, and then you just see like the dog in the crosshairs.
Yeah.
And then the other kid is like, yo, what are you doing? Like, why are you aiming at, and then you just hear, like boof.
Oh, no.
And I was just like, what is he? Just shot a dog for no reason.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I was like, you're a sick fuck. And then the other kid was like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, fam, if we ever get to a point as a society where there's not a kid that turns around and goes, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We're cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're fucking
cooked. And I feel like that's the problem, bro. We don't have enough leaders in this generation. Like, the newer generation is just like, all right. We got 7 motherfuckers who are terrible. They love to bully. They love to bother people. They be disrespecting everybody in the fucking planet. So fuck it. I'm going to be that too. It's very rare that you find a child that's just like headstrong is what I'm trying to say. Headstrong.
Bro, so I'm going to give props to one of my tutors. I'm not going to name you by name. I'm just give you props because you did a good thing. That was completely like, I didn't say like, yo, go do this. This was just like out of your own accord, preteen child. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's in like a...
A gang?
Like, no, he is. You know what I'm saying?
A-ha.
Yo! This is a gang of Christ.
I haven't heard that call in a decade plus.
He's drilly.
He's drilly. All right.
But nah, so he's in like a... Like some type of like multiplayer, like shooting game, whatever. I don't know, some Roblox shit. I think it was Roblox. I'm not sure, but whatever. He was on like PlayStation and he's in like a group, but he's like, he got some shit going where like, I don't know if motherfuckers just do this. It used to just be like, yo, we all playing a game together. We all in a headset. We don't have like, we're not on a FaceTime call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's like on a FaceTime call with a bunch of kids from his school. And this is like his old school. And like, which was like, I ain't even gonna say it, but like, whatever. Anyway, he from his old school, he's in this group, in the shooting game, whatever. One of them kids drops a hard R in there, like takes an L or gets shot or whatever. It's like, you fucking... And he's just like, yo, bro. He's like, yo, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah.
Boop, booted, blocked him on like everything. And he's just like, yo, fuck you, don't ever let me see you. Yo, blah, blah, blah. Yo, I'm gonna slap you in your face next time I see you, da, da, da. Don't ever say that shit again in your life.
Mm. Yeah.
I was like, wow. I was like,
good on him, man.
The kids
good
are all right.
Like, I'm a good dad. I didn't fuck that
not,
nigga.
Hey, not,
I'm a good
hey, dad. Not too much now, bozo.
Motherfucker be like, yo, nah.
Nah, that's good on him. Because I feel like that shit is so
kids
normal.
Kids don't check each other.
Nah, they be so...
They let it slide.
They be so terrible, bro. I don't know what's going on with the kids. You see that fucking... there was a mom in Chicago who went to pick up her child from school that was getting bullied. She was also pregnant. And she went to go, like, assess the situation at school. And the kids followed her home and jumped her. Yeah. Like, children, bro. This is what I'm saying. Motherfuckers is too busy watching baddies.
Listen.
The kids are watching baddies. They on steak.
Steak is the gambling.
Exactly. They on Roblox saying all kinds of insensitive, crazy shit. Like, we gonna have to deal with these people eventually.
Yeah. Yes. They're gonna be adults.
Yes.
At some point. In like 10 years, these are the people that are gonna be like, yo, can I get a job with you? I don't know.
Nah. Ain't you the one? Hold on. Because by then, we're going to have Minority Report technology where you could just face scan somebody and be like, 10 years ago, this person was in this video jumping a pregnant. Listen, hey, bro.
Hey.
Look, man.
How about this?
I don't know.
Look at this screen right here, champ. Like,
look, man, I'm not above making a child bleed inside their chest. All right,
yo,
I don't give a fuck.
Yo, thank you.
If you look, man, you come to me on bullshit. I'm fucking like, you see this knee, bro.
Yo,
do you see this fucking? I'm kicking you through a fucking reservoir, bro. Yo, my front lawn is gonna look like Shaun of the Dead. You understand, bro? Fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, I'm getting shit for that, but it's just like, yo, you don't know the kind of kids you're dealing with until you out in public, and these motherfuckers do be wilding, and yes, sometimes they will. Yeah, I remember old Guyanese dude who brought out the machete and they was trying to fight the bus driver and the people there. Like, at what point, that's what I be telling my cousin, bro. I had to let that key.
Yeah.
Fix your shit in the crib, because when you get out there and you start wilding, somebody's going to kick your fucking chest.
That's
and
right.
And guess what? I'm not visiting you at the hospital, pussy.
That's yeah. that.
Because if you deserve that, you deserve that.
You earned it. Mm-hmm. You was looking for it. Yo, and it's crazy because I said this shit a long ass time ago here. Bring back just beating niggas up for walking through the block. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit used to happen to me all the time. I'm like, yo, you from 196? Oh shit.
Yeah.
I better start walking fast. Oh, they walking fast too? Oh shit, I'm about to get jumped. Now I'm getting jumped. You know what? Mane hate. Like my good sister said, mane hate. Manage yourself, bro. Like, you know, like shit. Not all bullying is bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to walk as a 13-year-old past a group of 20-something-year-olds drinking beer and shit outside, drinking Parmesan in front of the building, whatever. And I'll be smoking a cigarette and they'd be like, yo, you smoking cigarettes, little nigga? Bow, smack that shit out of my hand. Smack me in my face. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Stop doing that shit, you yeah. fucking dickhead. You a little nigga, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Kick me in my ass, and I'm like, and the whole time I felt mad cool smoking my Newport. Now I feel like a dick.
Right. Because the older people's like, yo, you look like a fucking loser.
Yeah.
You feel me? There's nobody being like, yo, you look like a fucking loser.
The kids is like, yo, you look cool. Can I have a puff?
Yeah, bro.
You fucking dumb.
Let me get him up, dog.
Yo, let me. Yo.
Shot to Shrugs, bro.
Buzz me, Mulatto. Give me some. Give me some of that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. But yeah, now listen. Psychopaths out there, man. Streamers are, I feel like, are breeding them. You know what I'm saying? Hot take. Maybe not. Lukewarm. But listen, going from looks maxing to scam maxing, Trax NYC, who's a very famous jewelry guy, mad ethnically ambiguous. He could have played a terrorist on 24, or he could have been like the Puerto Rican uncle in, like, you know what I'm saying, Bad Bunny's life story.
He actually played, he made a cameo as a jeweler on
That's right.
Uncut Gems.
In Uncut Gems, right.
So yeah, and his name was Yussi.
So, from
that moment forward, anytime I seen him wilding, I was like, Yussi bugging the fuck out. What's going on?
You know how,
why do we do this as like a people? We just associate somebody with whatever role they was most famous for.
Yes, bro.
So like, Weebay is just Weebay forever.
It, forever. Like I said, bro, Al Bundy is Al Bundy.
Al Bundy is Al Bundy
Green
forever.
Green Goblin is Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Forever. I don't know that man's name.
Yeah.
Willem Dafoe? You thought.
Nah, you thought. Norman Osborn, bro. That's you. That's you forever. And we always add an S to everything. Yo, it's Green Goblins.
Yo,
that's crazy.
Like, yo, is there more than one of them? Nah.
Yo, why they didn't put you in the new Infinity Wars?
Damn, man. You should have been in the fucking writer room. I want to see Green Goblin in that bitch.
Yo, that's really hard. Man. So he's right. Over here. He absolutely, and this is a absolutely appropriate version of this term. He crashed out because he got scammed. You know what I'm saying? He's on social media. He's a social media jewelry guy. He's like the new Johnny Dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's out there doing his thing, selling rappers overpriced jewelry, being wild Armenian or whatever. But he got scammed by an associate of his, and then he literally went to like the dude's shop, but brought a camera with him. He didn't do this like, yo, I'm gonna just go talk to homie, whatever. He brought a camera with him and just started crashing out. Where's my money? Where's my money? My fucking money? Nigga slamming a bracelet on, punching a hole.
Damn.
And shit,
like, have you guys seen this video yet?
Yo, I saw like a video, but with videos like that, bro, also this is a jewelry store, so I know there's like multiple angles.
Yeah. I just saw the first few seconds of him yelling.
So this is a different angle. I'm gonna play it for you guys right now on your phones.
That was so annoying.
Oh,
no. Oh, they wildin'.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh, oh my god.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh my. Oh fuck. Please.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, they wildin'.
What?
Oh my god!
They got him by his ear.
Do we gotta do something?
Do we gotta do something?
Oh my god! What happened? First, what happened? Oh, he's coming up.
He got swallowed.
Oh my god!
That was so
unnecessary.
Oh no!
Oh, they.
I never saw that angle.
This is just.
Yo, now hold on. Yeah. Fuck the angle. It's some being like.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh, they wildin'.
Oh, they wildin'. Nah, this is just 701 BC all over again, bro.
Yo.
You telling me. We got a real life Assyrian diamond conflict.
Yo, for real. That's the real blood
diamond
right there.
Yeah. This is directed by the Safdie brothers, bro. Yo. 701 BC.
Yo, dog.
You know what I mean?
That this shit is crazy. That is the wild. Fam, like, every angle of that shit fried me, but that one in particular, because of Sun, just, how many Zans are you on, my nigga?
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, they wildin'.
He's like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit, they wildin'.
Damn, bro. Oh,
we gotta like, are you getting,
yeah,
what are
like,
you gonna do?
Like, bro, are you getting necked off back there?
Like,
that's what
he's
like.
He's like, oh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, they wildin'. She said, Oh my god!
Oh shit!
Yeah.
And I hold on, spit on that shit. Spit on.
Jesús Santísimo. Como hombre de Cristo.
Yo,
okay.
She said. What are you doing?
Oh, no.
Why you sound like Mickey?
Holy shit. Yo, what's going on over there? Damn,
that's a veiny cock.
I didn't know that they got into a fight. All I saw was him slamming on the counter like, where's my fucking money?
Yeah. And then it escalated because, you know, them Balkan niggas, man.
Yo, I'm just, listen, man. You know what I mean? They wasn't...
The ethnically ambiguous Eastern Europeans.
They wasn't in the Balkan Mountains eating smoked bison. Saying shit get different out there when it's gold involved. Whoa, man. Shit. They got diamonds out there you never seen before. They got different color shits.
So the context of the beef between these jewelers is someone bought diamonds off of another jeweler who was pretending to be Trax NYC.
Oof.
And I think the diamonds were not of the kind of quality that Trax purports to have. So,
oof.
Alas, he came to his shop and, you know.
Damn. Well, I mean, I get the crash out.
Yeah,
now you play with my name.
You play with my name.
Now you got somebody saying, yo.
Your credibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I just know. Like something. Because French Montana just got a new chain.
Yeah.
So something inside me tells me that like maybe French Cole was just like, yeah. Yo, come, yo, Trax, man. Yo, this chain.
Yo, Trax, you just put it through the tester, man.
This shit said, doo. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Yo, I've been coming to you since Coke Wave 1. Come on, man.
Now, you imagine, bro.
You got me out here looking crazy, man.
You a fucking celebrity jeweler.
Yeah. Max just came home. Come on, man.
We got it.
Yo, like.
What if it was one of Max's chains? That's the crash out.
That's what I'm saying.
The Wawa chain is fake? Yo, that's
he
crazy.
He didn't crash out, though. He did something that I've done before where it's like, yo, I know if I touch you, I'm going to kill you. So I'm just going to get really close and shake a whole lot. He was like, where's my fucking money? You stole from me. And like, all you got, if you just put those same guys in like robes, I'm telling you, bro, it's some Byzantine shit all over again, bro. It's just ancient conflict,
bro,
playing out in 2026.
Where are my stones?
Yeah, he's like,
where you at my stones?
He's like, you stole the gems from my sacred altar, pussy. What?
Yo,
and that's the, I didn't see that video, like the, oh shit, I didn't see that video. Yeah. I saw the other video of him shaking like that, and then the guy behind the counter spits on him, bro.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see that part.
Nah, he like spits on him, So I don't know, I only saw the, I feel like there's a gap in between.
All right, man. Because
I feel like he shows up and they're filming and he's like, this fucking pussy stole from me. Right? Then blank. And then we see the, shit.
Yo, they wild.
Oh, shit.
It really means somebody who wasn't supposed to do the first punch.
Yeah.
And that's why they haven't released it yet. Because they're probably going to sue the fucking brakes off each other.
Sue like a motherfucker. But technically, if you spit on somebody, that's assault.
Yeah, right. It's bodily limiting pitch. That's ill.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd rather
you punch me in the face.
I'd rather you backhand me front to back 4 times before you spit on me. Because if you spit on me, now I have to take your life.
Bro, you must perish.
Yeah, like
talk
I literally.
Business-y shit.
And you better hope I don't hit the can in killer season, bro. Because if your kid with you, they might get it too.
Yeah.
You spit on me, you crazy bitch.
Just have the little kid looking up at you like, yo, with the loogie on their face. Like, yo, why you do me like that? Because you're fucking moms.
Listen, man. You spit on me, you about to have Prince Mehmed and the whole fucking, the whole Ottoman Empire at your fucking door, bro.
Yo.
Stop playing, man. Yo, that's crazy. Dog,
that is absolutely bonkers. Listen, man. Y'all got the number. It's 917-342-2573. Call us up. You know what I'm saying? We want to hear your problems, your stories. Because like homie said, we don't know y'all, but we know something. You know what I'm saying? So we'll try to help you any way we can. You know what I mean? We also got the Google Forms. You know what I'm saying? Where you can fill that shit out. That shit is wild anonymous. You know what I'm saying? If you're not confident in your speaking voice, be confident in your speaking voice, baby. We love it. But if you're not, we got the Google Forms on deck. You know what I'm saying?
Do you guys want me to read out some of the Google Form questions that we've gotten?
Oh, hell yeah.
Come on, baby. shit. Okay.
All right, this one is from CJ from VA.
Okay.
I assume VA is short for Virginia and not the, what is it called? The, like, veterans.
The VA hospital.
Yeah, yeah, not the hospital.
Yeah. The Veterans Affairs Bureau.
So, CJ from VA asks, what is Liz Bell's ideal man type?
Oh, my God.
Besides really, a battle rapper from BK who keeps a razor blade under his tongue and some brass knuckles.
Yo, you a hot ticket, bro.
Yo,
what's wrong with with the public? That can't be the first one on the Google form.
Nah, it is.
It is.
It is.
They love you.
Yeah. How's it feel?
They're obsessed.
I don't know. You tell me. That bitch.
You know? Long as it's known.
Listen, I'm the ugly old fat nigga, you know what I'm saying? Old washed dad, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what any of this feels like, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't look at my DMs.
That's not true. I be seeing a bit. I done seen a few.
Yeah, you think you're slick? I click the hidden replies. I be clicking the hidden replies.
Yeah, it's all bots.
Nah, they be in there. They be in there.
Do you want to watch my movie?
Nah,
bro. My splashing emojis.
Stop lying. They be in there. They be in there butt open, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
They'd be like, please, Mero.
Yeah, stop.
That's it's just true. It's just me on 8 burners.
I was like,
it's like Sunny.
That's bad, looks,
yeah, yeah.
Like, Sunny of Avali?
Sunny Olive. Sunny? Sounds familiar. But yeah, but nah, Liz Bell, stop ducking the question. What's your ideal man type? Come on, Liz. Come on, Liz. Answer the question. Answer the Google form question.
All right, my ideal type. All right, because I don't really have like a physical preference.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, it don't gotta be that. It could be like, you know.
Yeah, I love emotionally intelligent men.
Okay.
I love a smart motherfucker. I love somebody who's passionate. That's what it is. I like for you to be passionate about something in your life. Mm. And I don't know. I just like people who, like, if you like music and you mad passionate about music, I like that.
Okay.
You know?
So what we're not gonna do is sit up here and lie.
Now.
We know that there is a height requirement. Let's be real.
Yeah.
What's the height requirement?
What's the height requirement, Liz Bell?
I don't really have a height requirement.
You gonna date a nigga that's 5'2", Liz?
If he's fire, yes, pussy. What are you gonna do about it?
Oh, man.
What are you gonna do? Well, I got both of you bitches.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Nah, if the dude slapped, the dude slapped.
You know.
Wait a minute!
Yo, Hassan, edit out the quiver in my voice.
Yo, no!
You see what I mean? Look at men, bro. Men got the fucking sauce of a thousand.
Men, 5'4". Men 5'4" with tassel loafers, bro. Stop playing with men, man.
Nah, maybe put that shit on. That's different. That nigga got drip. He got sauce.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He got the sauce of a thousand men. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, whoa.
Hold on.
First of all, fuck all of y'all. Right? Besides redacted, fuck all of y'all.
Yeah. Now, you know what's funny? Now CJ from VA, he gonna listen to this. He gonna orchestrate running into Liz Bell by accident. Like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you there. He gonna drop his copy of Why Does He Do That? Face up so Liz Bell sees it. Yeah.
Oops.
Nah, I don't like the performative shit. I'll bite him.
Didn't see you there, Queen.
I didn't bite him.
Somebody's ordering before Liz. He goes, shut the fuck up. A Dominican woman is talking. Silence.
Ideal.
Yo. Okay, so emotionally intelligent, empathetic.
How do you say empathetic?
Okay, I'm sorry. I thought that was like...
Well, yes. I feel like if you're emotionally intelligent, you are empathetic naturally.
Yeah.
Yo, the yayo should be killing me every time.
The yayo chop?
Yo! But okay. So, you have mentioned... who's the celebrity? It was a celebrity that you mentioned.
John Cena?
Method Man.
Oh, yeah.
Method Man.
You would fuck Method Man. Method Man is, what do you mean? He's
a very handsome guy.
Shout out to the only woman in the room. She understands. Method Man is.
Redacted just went like this.
Yeah. She just put both her legs in there.
Nah, she hit the starlets like
Yes, that's exactly the mood when you say that name.
So like a dude that looks like that and has maybe some of the qualities, but not all of the qualities.
I would appreciate somebody who works on themselves. That's it. Like if you are constantly trying, I could fuck with it, you know? But if you just a stubborn fucking mule. Yeah,
listen, man, I feel like Liz Bell's preferences are low-key like all of, like, I feel like women are not as hard to please as men be whining about. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel as long as you got fucking motion somehow.
Bro.
Like, as long as you doing something and you really give a fuck about what you're doing, I feel like you the dating pool for you as a man is like pretty infinite. Fucking open. Yeah.
Just
like
be a good person.
Just like have some shit going for you, bro.
Bro, have some shit going for you and pay attention.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, bro, it's so nasty out here that all you gotta do is pay attention to shorty.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, oh, I noticed that she likes this way. I bet. Next time I get this for her, I'm gonna get it this way. Mm-hmm. I'ma surprise her with this because she likes this. Or, yo, she, you know, people talk about love languages, you know what I'm saying? Like, if her shit is like, yo, I don't like to come home to a messy crib, clean the crib up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to come home to a sink full of dishes. Do the motherfucking dishes, nigga.
Wait. Why would the sink be full of dick?
Dishes.
That's what I heard.
Oh.
That's what I heard.
You said a sink full of dick?
Yeah. That's what you said.
Because I'm pissing in it, nigga.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. That's why. You know what I'm saying?
My God.
And that's why Heather left yesterday.
You know what I'm Heather in my crib right now. Like, she's like, yo, just tell him just if he stops. If he stops, we can work something out. But it smells like nickels every morning.
You just imagine Heather washing the dishes. Yo, like, yo, what's that fucking smell?
What the fuck is that smell?
Coming from every fucking drain in this house. I'm like, yo, nigga, that's my scent. I'm marking my territory.
Oh my God,
man. El hombre de la casa, ya.
I'm marking my territory.
In my house.
My brother in Christ, it's your mortgage.
Your name is literally name on is the house.
On
dude.
The deed. But you don't have to do, we don't got to live like that no more, bro.
No. Listen, God made me 6'2. You feel me? Every sink is a urinal. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry. 2026.
This is why they be saying that men should be born in cages.
And
then, you know, we got to see how y'all are and then let out into society.
I really got to look this up because this is you're right. You're not wrong. They did this. I forgot what the fuck this shit was. It was on YouTube, bro. I was in a YouTube wormhole high as fuck. They did some social experiment in like England, like the UK, where they had a group of boys, and they put a group of boys, like young boys, in a house, and were like, yo, y'all handle y'all business. This shit is stocked with food,
mm-hmm.
supplies, everything you need. Like, just behave in an orderly fashion. Yeah. Just go about your day how you would. They did the same shit with a group of girls. The group of boys, niggas are fighting, throwing shit, breaking shit, niggas are fighting, like smash cut to the group of girls, they all sitting in a circle, like clapping, like
they had like a designated cook, like everybody had a theme in the house.
They delegating and shit, like they got everything mad organized, smash cut back to the boys, niggas are smearing peanut butter on their face, like crying.
Mm-hmm. And then they tell us that we can't lead the world. It's crazy.
Come on. Women are too emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, come on. meanwhile, Trump is just tweeting whatever the fuck you want to tweet every week. Like, yo.
Yeah.
Yo, these niggas is pussy. Like, nah, that's it. Like, that's the tweet. These niggas is pussy. Make a deal now, nigga. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Hey, listen, real quick. A message to any Hot 97 employees, bro. When you use the bathroom, wash your hands at the Maman across the street. Go do that over there. You never know with this guy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if you go in the bathroom and the sink smell like Cheerios, you know what time it is.
Hey, yo. Just smell like mad. Smell like mad almonds.
Smell like gluten.
Pesos and things.
Oh my God, man.
Smell like honey.
Don't take that serious, all right? He don't really be pissing in the sink. Not here.
I feel
like he do that in the crib. But yeah, at work, he's a
in
good guy.
In my own personal sink, I piss in.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, no, he don't do that.
No. How does he know?
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, my God. Yo, so, okay.
We got another one?
We do, actually.
Oh, sick. All right, bet.
Another one. Right. Yeah, now fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Word.
Anna Marie asks, and that's two separate words. That's not one.
Okay. Stalin.
Hey, y'all. I work in the dental field, and I love what I do.
Oh, she's Dominican. Never mind.
Mm.
How do I deal with a pick-me bitch at work always trying to boss everyone around? She's constantly talking at us instead of to us. Mind you, she's not above anyone in any capacity. I've talked to managers and even the owner of the practice. What do I do?
Oof. Listen, I don't want to bring up any trauma, but as a former employee of Major World Auto,
Liz Bell might have some insight. Take it away, Liz Bell.
First of all, fuck y'all. Second of all, one thing about terrible people, and a pick me bitch is a terrible person. Yeah. All you got to do is pull her card once. That's all it take. Cause a bitch be doing a lot until you tell her, hey, get the fuck off my dick before I slap the fucking shit out of you. Nope. Obviously, you can't say that at work. But you could say, hey, this may be a little bit above your pay grade. Listen, I would like to just do my job and not focus on the theatrics of what work is. All you got to do is stand up for yourself one time and say, yo, you talk too much for your breath to be smelling like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You talk way too much.
We work at a dental office and you in here smelling like post marrow like, sink.
Like, come on. like we ain't got Listerine samples all over this motherfucker, man.
Come on, man. Right?
Whitening strips.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that you going to work, it's already hard to go to work because it's fucking annoying to deal with people. Then you got to deal with people's teeth. And then you got to deal with a bitch who's not even getting paid to supervise you. Hell no. All you got to do is tell her, listen, yeah, you're not occupied. So you stand up for yourself one time, people will not play with you. I promise you. She's just going to dislike you after that, but you'll be fine.
Or go the psychological route. Go and have lunch. Eat 4 grains of rice.
Yeah.
When she close, if she got closing shift,
yeah.
Take the keys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's a crazy like office power move.
Yeah.
Eating somebody's lunch?
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, like, that's jail shit.
Listen, go if she got opening shift and you closed the night before. Change the lock to a lock that only you know the code.
Do the Fat Joe shit. Make a mess.
Yeah, make a mess.
Make a mess.
Goosebumps. Goosebumps.
Or you could really fuck with her, and you know what you could do?
Fuck her dad.
Oh shit. That's so wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say you should just fucking you should just become her, but worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if she be over there bothering and supervising, you be the bitch. Like, listen, you're not supposed to be doing this. Like, you become worse than her. You become obnoxious, but just to her.
I agree with both of those.
The dad fucking one?
Both. The dad fucking, your suggestion, all of that. Do all of that. I would also add, listen, people use the word snitching out of context. Snitching is like the three of us are cocaine dealers. We're in a cartel. We got motion. You know what I'm saying? Me and you was in a semi truck going up to Dayton, Ohio to drop these bricks off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We get snatched up. You immediately are like, it was him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what that's I'm saying? Snitching.
And start crying. That's snitching.
Snitching is not when a civilian calls the cops because you beat them up.
You know what I'm saying? That's not snitching.
Yeah. Especially if you at work.
Hello.
Right. Because that's the first thing white people gonna do. First thing they gonna do is record your ass and then take you to HR and be like, hey, this brown person is bothering me.
Yeah. 1,000,000%.
Or, oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm gonna do the classic mirror. Yo, not to cut you off. Yeah. Hold on.
Not to cut you off.
Nah,
fuck you.
Not to cut you off.
You
could hire. You could hire that southern that black guy that he shows up and he'd be like
OCDC.
Yeah. You could hire OCDC to come to and be like, hello. Is Stephanie here? Yeah. We got a call from your coworkers to come over here and tell you that you've been dick riding a manager all year.
You blowing bubbles on it.
All also, quarter.
Your name's Stephanie. Why is spelt like that?
Yeah. Why has it got an E in it?
Why does it end with Y?
Is it silent? What's going on there? Look, I'm just the man. I love his whole shtick is like, I'm not saying this.
Yeah.
He's like,
but it's just company policy to read it verbatim.
Yeah.
She said your pussy stinks. So that's what she said.
Yeah. Just get that guy to pull up. You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
He's probably touring right now.
Yeah, he's uno se ríe. Like, we be joking with his videos, but he's actually doing a great job, bro. Because sometimes you can't report your job the way you want to. So you can just send him and be like, yo, they fucking over there.
Yeah.
Para que tú lo sepas.
Uh-huh. And that way you don't get fired. You know what I'm saying? Even if you're not in the union. You know what I'm saying? My suggestion is, if because they work, it's a dental office they work at.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. What you do is, you wait for her to be taking a nap.
I know it.
and then you put the laughing gas.
I knew it. I knew it was going to be something wild.
You know what I'm saying? And just let her sleep for like 20 minutes with laughing gas. She going to wake up, boy. She's not going to know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
There you go. Yep. And then she's going to curse out the same manager that should be glazing all crazy. She's going to say the crazy, whatever's on her mind about that manager, she's going to say it. She'll be like, I'll be up here doing what you want me to do, but really, you a fucking bitch.
Damn.
And I'll put these fucking paws on you. Cause you pussy.
That'd be you. That'd be you at work.
That'd be you off the one perk still from two seasons ago.
Yo, listen, that BTS gonna hit crazy.
Yeah.
Word.
Yo, oh my God. Listen, if like, yo, do the laughing gas, you know what I'm saying? Do what Liz said, do what Rainey said. But most importantly, do what I'm telling you to do right now. Keep hitting them Google Forms, call the number, you know what I'm saying? 917-342-2573 is in the bio on all socials. You know what I'm saying? Memorize that shit. It's BetterHelp. You know what I'm saying? But it's better than BetterHelp because we give you BetterHelp. Because we don't know y'all, but we know something. That's going to be the tagline for this show.
Bro, I love it. She cooked with that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's true. It's prolific, bro. You might not know everything, but you know something.
You motherfucking cowards. This has been Victory Light, the most important, culturally impactful show on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I'm the Kid Mario, the human durag fly baby. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite Dominican uncle. I might say something out of line at a holiday party. Who cares? You know what I'm saying? You love me the same. That's Rainey Ovalle, the rap god, yap god, you know what I'm saying? He is dropping a song every week for the month of whatever month this is.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
I never said that.
Moving. He never said that, but I said that. And I'm
so
I'm
it's over true.
Here. So it's true. You know what I'm saying? That's Liz Melody. She's dropping a book of poetry every week for the month of whatever the fuck month this is. La Matantana, the super bitch NYC, redacted in the back with her ankles up in the air, you know what I'm saying? Thinking about whatever the fuck we were talking about before.
Metaman.
You know what I'm saying? Metaman. We got Mid-Tran, the freaky man, you know what I'm saying? The producer of the year, not the year, the decade. You dig? You know what I'm saying? He be putting that shit on. The sauce god. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know what I'm saying? The blend god. You know what I'm saying? He show up when he want to show up. You know why? Because he got the songs, baby.
Hold on. Wait. You got to hit the ad-libs. It's Hassan Insane. He's in a building. He's making millions. And I don't want you to think we play. When Hassan Insane is making waves. And it's Hassan Insane. Fade me out. Fade us out, Hassan. It's Victory Light. And it's Victory Light again. It's season 3. You know what we mean.
You love it. Peace.
Yo.
A Victory Light. A Victory Light.